The messenger of God, who was accompanied by heavily armed police details traveling in two trucks, went to Changrai Highlands Mansion and the MDCT's Harvest House headquarters with the intention of attaching the property of the former prime minister and the opposition party. MDCT attorney and party secretary general Douglas Monzora claims that the incident was well choreographed to embarrass Tsvangirai, as the opposition party had obtained a permanent stay of execution in the matter.
Well, this was just overzealous on the part of the messenger of court and those who were instructing him. They thought that they could take this opportunity to embarrass Morgan Tsvangirai as president, as well as embarrass the MDC. Yet, we are in possession of a court order that we won, where we were allowed by the court that our property must not be attached until the matter is finalized.
Monzora says the MDCT would file for contempt of court following what he called a public drama today by the messenger of court and other arms of the government. He also alleged that lawyers, consultants, Beru Services, representing former party director of elections, Twende Pishone, and 16 others, are bogus.
They were basing their actions on an old judgment. I think it is because they changed their lawyers, consultancy, something. There is no legal firm by that name in the books of the legal profession that we are in possession of. We are also going to approach the court and say there is contempt of court. There is a judgment in favor of the MDC.
Wilson Manase, an attorney who represented Shone and colleagues when the case was heard in the Labour Court, said he could not comment on the matter, noting that he was no longer representing them. Efforts to get a comment from consultants Beru Services were fruitless as they were not answering their phones. Shone and several other workers left the MDCT at the height of factional fighting in the party, which led to the formation of a breakaway group led by former secretary Tendai Biti. They were dismissed for allegedly failing to report for duty at Harvest House. In another court-related matter, a Harare magistrate today denied bail to leaders of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, Samuel Wadzai and Steno Zorwadza, who are facing public violence charges. Magistrate Tendai Mawe ruled that Wadzai, Zorwadza and 14 other vendors who were arrested by council police during a crackdown on illegal street traders were likely to disturb peace if they were released on bail, arguing that the crackdown on vendors was still going on. Zorwadza, Wadzai and others are denying the charges, saying they were arrested by council police when they were demanding that authorities release wares of the vendors that had been confiscated by Harare Municipal Police last week. The case is expected to continue on August 4th. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.